Welcome to The Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter, and hopefully some insight. I'm Chris Heineman, and my co-hosts tonight are Jason Lawrence and Ali Ghazani, also known as DJ Ali Baba. You could call me DJ, what is it, 4T Thieves tonight? Yeah, tonight our guests are Juan-Claude Liebman, Rob Laurie, Matt Langer, and Oliver C. on CITRC.ca and 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory and Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We'd like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances. Tonight's prescription is shelter for beggars and choosers. You're listening to John Swift, Open Roads. And now we're going to hear a song from Xavier Wright.
Show CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
That was Xavier Rudd with Shelter from his album Solace. And Ali, you went to the International Jazz Music Festival in David Lamb Park this last weekend, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
So, I think this jazz music festival is the... It started in the 24th June and until 4th July. So is there any kind of the music, jazz, is it going to, is the annual, it's an annual free outdoor and indoor concerts around the Vancouver. And a lot of musicians, the 1,000 musicians, in variety of music in the different shape and the coming and the playing there. So also is that we have a lot of volunteer on and in the held in broadcasting the events, which include performances in park, community centers, concert hall and clubs, public plaza and the sheets of various neighborhoods. So it was too good. Yeah.
Yeah. It was
go
good.
Ahead. All right. So now Ali also noticed he wanted to mention that today was Johnny Johnson's birthday. And Johnny Johnson was born on this day, July 8th in 1924. He played with musicians like Muddy Waters, Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, Keith Richards, and Eric Clapton. But he didn't get his first big break until he was 63 years old. Johnny Johnson, the rhythm and blues piano wizard whose pioneering partnership with Chuck Berry produced such indelible tracks as Roll Over Beethoven and No Particular Place to Go, and helped to lay the foundations for rock and roll, died on April 13th, 2005. He was 80. So here is his song, Every Day I Have the Blues, on The Medicine Show.
I know my baby. Baby gonna jump and shout. I know my baby. Baby gonna jump and shout. When the train pulls into the station, I come stepping out. Hold on, baby. Baby don't go astray. I hate to lose.
The 39th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Over 60 acts from 18 countries on 7 summer beachfront stages. Come discover a world of amazing music.
This year's exciting lineup includes Bruce Coburn, The New Pornographers, and Lord Huron, plus many more to discover.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival, July 15th to 17th at Jericho Beach Park.
Get your tickets today online at thefestival.bc.ca. Brought to you by CITR.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC. Or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., the real, authentic country.
Right.
We're back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. And please welcome Jean-Claude Liebman. He is a singer-songwriter, musician, and artist who was born in South Africa. Jean-Claude's musical work draws from a wealth of influences that includes rock, folk, country, and blues. Jean-Claude imbues his work with a sense of passion and emotion that sends shivers down one spine. And as he walks in the great tradition of the troubadour, his music humbly invites you to stride along with him. Hi, Jean-Claude. How are you tonight?
Howdy, amigo.
Hola.
All right, let's start off with a song.
Sit full and sad, all alone and feeling bad, thinking bad what you said. Now I feel it simple and sad. Well, I'm broken on my knees. Lord, have mercy on me. I don't know anything. Put a rose in my hand and a bullet. Yeah.
All right. Jean-Claude Liebman on the Medicine Show.
All right. We also have Rob Laurie in the studio here. And Rob grew up with a musical family in rural Ontario. And whereabouts?
Well, I was born in Guelph, southern Ontario, about an hour out of Toronto, I guess.
I'm from Elmira.
Oh, right on. Well, I'm actually from Erin.
Cool.
So, small
Very
town.
Cool.
Yeah.
No small world.
No one's ever, yeah.
Apparently Christopher has.
Yeah. So family gatherings for Rob always involved the stage and amplifiers?
Always, yeah. Huge jams. Everybody. I was actually a late bloomer in the music side of the things. Like, I didn't start playing bass till I was 18. Like all my other cousins and brother and other relatives all started very young. So
something else we have in common. I started playing guitar when I was 18. Well, Rob's heart brought him west at the turn of the millennium, and he has been here ever since. With his wide taste in music and a lifetime of jamming, Rob is always ready to play. So let's hear another song, guys. What's the name of this one?
South Carolina.
All right. On the Medicine Show.
Hell and all its fury can open up and swallow me whole. I packed my bags and I sold my soul, 'cause there ain't no angels here at my funeral. The devil can't claim my soul now, there ain't no angels carrying me home. A fact's a fact and I done you wrong. I killed in cold blood, stolen hearts, and sold my soul. Well, that's twice in a lifetime, and that's seven shattered mirrors, my luck's running round. Yeah! Now, for all the seeds I've sown, if I could do it again, it'd be the same, 'cause I just fuck it up again. Well, I packed my bags and I sold my soul.
That's the JC Band on the Medicine Show.
Jean-Claude Liebman on the Medicine Show.
All right. Now we also have Matt Langle in the studio here. And Matt is a Vancouver-based multi-instrumentalist and luthier. involved in a variety of musical endeavors. Could you tell us about some of those?
Oh, that's quite the bio, isn't it? I'm currently playing with Michael Averill and Darren Beatty locally as well. So we're going to be at Luke's on Friday. I believe it's August 18th coming up. And enjoy playing a variety of instruments. I actually play bass guitar in that project. I also play keyboards in other projects. And what else did we say in
did
there?
Did you say he's a Lutheran?
Lutheran. I like to work on guitars. I like working with my hands, anything woodworking based. Have the pleasure right now of working on a 45-foot sailboat, which is kind of interesting. And that's about it.
Heavy into God.
I was going to say, what's it like being a Lutheran? And how do you pronounce that exactly? Yeah. Luthier, is that correct?
Luthier is like a common term for a guitar builder. I don't do a lot of building these days. I like to tinker a lot, like to repair things and fix things.
Does that mean that people listening should look you up if they crack their guitar?
Sure, or meet me in person. Yeah, a lot of what I do is just word of mouth.
Right on, right on.
And that's intriguing because, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people who don't know what a luthier is and probably get you confused as a religious man, you know?
You won't find him in church. Yeah.
The Church of Music, come on.
Of course. It's a religious experience. That was quite a song. I liked that last one anyway.
Awesome.
Yeah. Would you guys like to play another?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, what's...
If I must!
What's this one going to be called?
Beggars and Choosers.
Beggars and Choosers. A title track off your album, right?
Off the EP. It's an EP, and... if you want it, contact us.
Who's singing on this one here next?
Me.
Just you?
All of us, I think.
Okay, so I'm going to give you...
Thank you.
I think I like that.
I don't like the shadows on your face, so...
While the boys are tuning up.
do you want to talk about some deepity wisdom here, since we're mentioning church and so on?
Talk about Deepak Chopra.
Feed me wisdom.
So I don't know if you ever heard of Deepak Chopra, but there's this guy who created this website because he said that the thoughts and tweets of Deepak Chopra are indistinguishable from a set of profound-sounding words put together in a random order, particularly the tweets tagged with cosmic consciousness. Now, I'm quoting. This is not my particular opinion, necessarily. And so he created a site that aimed to test that claim. So he pulled a bunch of words from his Twitter account, and you can randomly generate them by clicking Receive More Wisdom. This is wisdomofchopra.com. And here we have Love Exists as Boundless Observations.
Oh. Wow, I'm going to need a couple minutes to comprehend that.
Literally, this website took a bunch of thoughts of Deepak Chopra and sort of entered them in so you could generate different sayings that were supposed to reflect deep meaning. So you can sort of just press a button. It'll give you a random selection of these words that you can interpret, and you're comparing that to... the actual outcome of the thoughts that come from Deepak. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that is the point of the website. There's a button to click.
Do you have the magic button in front of you as we speak?
Yeah, receive more wisdom. So
I want
more
wisdom.
Some more wisdom.
Just one more.
You want some more?
If we can handle it, yeah.
More? You want more? Your consciousness relies on great opportunities. Now, to be fair to him, you know, like, I think...
Your cosmic consciousness.
Like, you know what this reminds me of?
Coming closer to the...
You know what it reminds me of? Just having a conversation with Oliver here.
Well, you...
Is he abstract?
Here, Oliver, why don't you say the first thing that comes to mind?
Give us some ancient Chinese wisdom.
The Deepak abstract... the regeneration of abstract, I don't know.
Here's some more wisdom. The web of life.
The web of
life.
The regeneration of wisdom comes through the web of life.
Yeah, recycling, abstract, deep thought. I don't know.
I thought this was the key of life.
The key, well, yeah, if you...
Songs in the key of life.
Songs, perhaps. Oh, now we're talking.
That is so Stevie Wonder.
I was going to say.
Don't make us break Stevie.
Yeah, an inspiration, that guy.
literally feel free to like grab these microphones and pull them over to your face. Excuse us, we're having a good time in the studio and we have to kind of consult each other while you good listeners are having patience with us.
Now JC's going to be grabbing
Ali them. Is Alligator and Alibaba and DJ 4T Thieves here.
No, I'm only Ali.
I know DJ Alligator here.
All you need is Ali.
This is what I say, right? So there's a little bit of chaos in the studio, but we're having lots of fun with you, and thank you guys all for your patience while we're sorting everything out here.
All right. Let's hear another song from you guys.
Oh, wait, one more piece of wisdom. I got to hear another one of these Deepak Chopra's regenerated automatic quotes, okay? So he's going to press the button of wisdom again.
Drum roll, please. Matter is inextricably connected to subtle silence.
We need silence. So you don't want sound.
Okay, we're going to do the opposite of that here on the Medicine Show. All right, go for it, guys.
Beggars can't be choosers. It's gotta get better, like rags to riches. And who said saints ain't no sinners? Just like beggars be choosers. I ain't gonna settle for nothing in this life. Well, I ain't gonna lay down and die. Where my just like beggars can't be choosers.
happy choosers.
Jean-Claude Lehman on the Medicine Show.
We'll be right back.
Now the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Go to a party with me? No, the game's on. Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, are into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports coordinator at sports101@citr.ca to find out more, or come by the station in the new sub. See you soon.
All right, we're back on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. We're in the studio with the Jean-Claude Lehman Band and some deepity wisdom from Deepak Chopra's wisdom, well, not his official website, but
deepity too.
Now, we thought we'd press the receive more wisdom button before we talk to the band again. Your body is beyond total chaos. I don't know.
Really?
We need another one here. Infinity serves objective experiences.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He just said that yesterday.
Ah.
No.
And
way.
He's pointing at Oliver C. And Oliver has over 20 years' experience playing drums with various groups from orchestral to good old rock and roll bands. He received his BFA in composition and performance on the drums at CalArts. He has composed over 1,000 original songs in his repertoire. He has developed interest for music production, working at various recording studios in L.A., Vancouver, and Seoul. Seoul? Korea?
Seoul, Korea?
In Korea, yeah.
Wow, he sold and produced and engineered various music productions with Sony Music, Warner Brothers Records, PolyGram, Capitol Records, A&M Records, and other record companies and independent productions. He's also the owner and operator of Seaside Studios in Vancouver, which will reopen its doors later this year in downtown. So keep your eyes out for the newest, most state-of-the-art, innovative, creative, and progressive recording facility that the Lower Mainland will have to offer.
Who wrote? Who should I thank to write? Who wrote that? Like,
who do I need to thank to write?
Have you met this guy?
Let me know who wrote that.
I have questions right away. So you worked in the industry with Sony, et cetera, et cetera. Like, is there, like, tell us the truth. Is there those, like, subliminal messages in the music to make it sexier
spin the vinyl backwards? Like,
yeah, like, I don't even want to say the horrible things that they say in them, but yeah, is there stuff like that?
The devil.
We were talking about the church.
And the devil worship. You're right. Exactly. We were talking about the church, the devil. Yeah, so I used to worship the devil.
No, you didn't. Don't even say that on the Medicine Show, which is beautiful and lovely.
Broadcasting what kind of medicine do you guys have around here anyway, actually?
Oh, wow, just the spirit plant medicine, man. Go ahead.
It was actually interesting. You start to realize, wow, these guys are really got formulas going on. And it's like, I had this one project where he said, okay, I like these songs. Can you take this verse and of this song A, let's call it, and then this chorus of song B? And I'm like, you know, okay, it's like Bill put a square peg inside a round, you know, opening or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, I've heard some people say their songs are their children. So yeah. Like, hey, take the hand off of your one son and put the foot from your daughter on there.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, and they really, yeah. And you start to talk to these execs. Yeah, and it's true. And it's like, wow, Alice. Right?
Is nothing sacred?
And it's nothing sacred. Yeah, and then, but it's good. Like, nothing beats, you know, you guys know, nothing beats hanging around a studio and just listening to music all day long, right? So that's,
right.
Yeah.
So what they're really, they're chopping up these songs, and to what extent, like, what was the, what did they explain to you? What was the reason?
Oh, it's just, you know, it's pop music, right? So it's,
what they thought was best, or were they trying to achieve another goal, a subliminal goal?
Subliminal, yeah.
No? Cha-ching.
Sell.
Okay, it's...
Just don't play any of his albums that he worked on backwards. That's all I
guess. Unless you take some drugs beforehand or something. Then it all makes sense.
That's why he's asking about the medicine.
Just for the record, we're not prescribing any particular medications on the medicine show.
Obviously.
But we love music, so let's hear some more, guys. You got another song ready?
This one?
What's this one called?
Devil?
Yeah,
do Devil.
All right. I have run out of memory. Do you want two more phones?
Sure.
Should we be with this
stuff? Go for it. Oliver, do a jig. Alright.
Got a devil on my shoulder, got an angel on the other side bed. He don't look so good with his car salesman smile. And outside there's a red sky, all bleeding tonight. Shades all running together, just like your foolish pride. And I'm treading deep water, don't leave me for dead. Cause I know get drowned just like Jesus. Wake up here as a pretty young girl. Wash the sins clean off my soul. Drive the swine out of here. There's a dirty wind blowing, and there's ashes on the ground. So darling, kick some dirt on my grave, and we can dance all day long. I'm treading deep water, don't leave me for dead. 'Cause I know cocked. And I got my silver teeth in. My bags are packed with penance in hand. I'll meet you further on that road to hell. So just like Bonnie and Clyde, let's go down in a of hellfire and blood, a blaze of brimstone, fire and love. And
party, don't leave me dead. 'Cause I know where I am, don't leave me here. Ashes to ashes, we all turn to dust with electricity.
That's Jean-Claude Liebman on The Medicine Show. So we've been kind of picking on Deepak Chopra here. But I think in fairness to him, we often have experiences.
He had it coming to him, let's face it.
Well, I'm not a fan, I have to admit. But we often have experiences that go beyond how do you explain some things, right? And they often, it's hard to find the words, so... I think spirituality often will transcend reason, but the problem that I have with some of these, I call them these false gurus kind of thing.
I think we could have the other side of things, I just have to say, where we have like a Richard Dawkins generator where he gives you some scientific explanation. Similarly, that's just a bunch of technical terms thrown together that 99.9% of all people would never understand anyway. So who are you to... You're not Richard Dawkins. I mean, how can you question the guy, right? He's a genius. So I think there should be a generator there that can explain, the formality of how obvious everything is, and I don't know, maybe we could work on it together after this. We could work on it as a band project, the Richard Dawkins project.
Richard Dawkins,
explaining the universe away one cell at a time, one Planck distance at a time.
Right, you can squeeze the life out of things, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Anything that's spiritual, don't worry, he'll kill it. He'll make you feel dead inside.
Suck
the joy. Yeah, he'll bring the joy of the God delusion into each quote.
Oh, seriously. Yeah.
We have a new side project we'd just like to announce called the Rich and Dawkins Project.
It will suck the joy right out of you. So I think sometimes we living in the tension of things, right? Like not figuring everything out, putting your finger in all sorts of words and on things and just allowing things to rest in tension. And I think a lot of people criticize people of faith because they think, well, it's just stupid to have faith in things. But we're going to play a song here by Dustin Kensrue from his album Please Come Home. It's called I Believe, and it's a song about like palpable experiences of the transcendent. And it's not a thinking-less faith he's talking about. It's not a faith without intellect, without reason, but he's not squeezing the life out of it. So anyways, let's listen to Dustin Kensrue, I Believe, on The Medicine Show.
Seeing your face in every child that smiles, but I can't help but rejoice. And I have heard the song called Thunder. touch the holes in your callous hand, stuck my fingers in your side. Oh, I was 6 feet deep in doubt, but now I'm sure that you're alive. And it's safe to say we'll never know everything, the blessings we receive. Smell the scent of angel sweet floating in the summer air. I have breathed in deep the incense while the saints send up their prayers. I have tasted it, now I see, oh, I see that you are good. I have ate your
motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
Did you know CITR has an accessibility collective? Our new collective serves to explore issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with physical and cognitive disabilities on campus and beyond. If you love making radio, listening to radio, or want to get involved for the first time, come join our collective. We include people of all abilities, experience levels, and backgrounds in the production and programming of our show. Tune in to our weekly show, All Access Pass, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays for interviews, music, news, events, and awesome dialogues. If you want to get involved, email accessibilitycollective@citr.ca. If only I could dream
we could start again. We're back on The Medicine Show, and we are broadcasting Healing Energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca in Vancouver from unceded territory on Musqueam land. And we're in the studio with the Jean-Claude Liebman Band.
Woo! Okay, I got questions. First of all, let's run through the band a little bit here. Now, bass player?
Name? Rob.
Rob. Well, that was really, because I'm not doing the script, okay? Okay, so Rob, what are you doing besides music? We were talking earlier, and you're saying that you're an artist, graphic artist, right?
Yeah, I like to draw and do illustrations, cartoons, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
But you're also in childcare. So what kind of experiences have you had with this? It sounds quite intriguing. It's special needs, right?
Yeah. That's to simplify it. Well, for the last almost 10 years, I've been working with kids with different disabilities, mostly learning disabilities. I was a youth worker with an agency called U-Turn, or under PLEA Community Services. And yeah, I did 8 years of just one-on-one work with a bunch of different foster kids, and just help supporting them and such. And then about a year, a little over a year ago, I switched over to becoming a caregiver, where I have my like a home where they come and live with me instead, and I just have two kids instead of a whole caseload, and so I'm able to focus on two kids and help them out and get them through school and all that such stuff.
So when you compare how your life could have been and how it's transformed, you know, most likely on a slower basis, you know, these things happen gradually, turn you into a different person. Can you imagine like how this has brought you to any sort of greater insight in your life being in these experiences?
Yeah, I guess the biggest one, it's patience is the key to a lot of stuff, especially working with anybody, like anybody.
Like
whether,
JC.
Yeah, especially with JC. I put a lot of my experience and training to use with JC.
Like every time
we're talking Jean-Claude.
It's like a therapy session when we practice.
You know, Deepak here might have some wisdom and advice for you.
Oh, yes. Press that button.
Making tea is the foundation of cosmic potentiality. So if you're ever having trouble, just make some tea.
Yeah, I make a lot of tea.
He makes some pretty good
some
tea, actually. Yeah.
Rubs into the tea.
Tea is one of my. I guess I'd say it's a passion now. It's developed into one. It's definitely something I care a lot about is tea. So Deepak better be careful what he says about tea.
Oh yeah, we should give a shout out to Dell. Talking about tea, he's a missing member this evening who plays keys, and he likes tea.
Okay, so favorite teas. We're gonna do a quick round of favorite teas. I personally like mint. It's a big favorite of mine, but sometimes chamomile. You know, on a late night.
Both which aren't actually tea. They're what's called a tisane.
A tea guru. Do you see this?
There's the education.
No, I'm not
right
the guru.
There.
Dell's the guru. He's not here.
Okay, what's your favorite kind of tea?
I like oolong.
Oolong, very good. It's good in place of doing the fluoride, because fluoride will like calcify your third eye, they say. So stay away from it, but do drink lots of oolong because it's good for your teeth and keeps them strong.
Go ahead. What's your favorite kind of tea?
I like the green.
Also high in the good for use for your teeth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he was asking about what kind of tea you like.
I like lots of things
not
green.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Green. Yeah. Oh, I see.
It's green. Green's a good thing, right?
Yeah, obviously.
This is the medicine man here. Medicine. He likes the green.
Medicine. Green medicine.
What's your favorite type of tea?
Well, I'm from South Africa, so I have to go with rooibos.
Oh, the rooibos.
Exotic.
Again, not a tea. A tisane.
We know. We've heard this.
Exotic tisane.
We have been over this many times that it is not.
It's not actually.
It's
a
not
tea.
A tea. No.
What is it?
Tea is.
I don't know.
A specific plant. It's one kind of plant.
Oh, okay.
This is really.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That tea is an actual plant. It's like there's just tea. It's one type of plant, but it's grown in different regions, and the different terroirs of the different regions and the altitudes and such affect how the tea is. How the tea tastes, as well as the processing after it's picked. There's different methods.
Isn't the French term tisane, actually?
It's just what the French drink. Yeah.
That's actually an expression. Tisane, anybody? Tea time.
I think it's more British.
I didn't expect to have a tea guru. It looks like you're on the tip of your tongue there, JC.
Well, have you all... You've had rooibos, yes?
Yes.
And you like it a lot, right?
I'm not... It's good. No, actually, I'm not a big fan
so
of rooibos.
So you like it?
It is, if it's a good quality rooibos, it's not. But I don't mind it. I find rooibos to be a little too woody tasting for my palate. A lot of people like it though, and it blends well. I have a lot of flavored ones that I like.
It may not be the woodiness you like, because you know where they dry the leaves or whatever
it's
is.
All the different animal poops that fall on it as
birds
it
come
the
down.
Side.
So maybe the birds come down, and that's what they do. That's what gives it its taste. And there was a time they changed places.
Now
and
we're talking your favorite tea now.
I don't have a choice.
So this is what happens when we get together. These conversations just jump off the cliff. I don't know how this happens.
You know, I do. I actually really like the flavor because it tastes. You know, have you ever tasted that kind of coffee that says that it's like cream flavored? It actually tastes very creamy and delicious. I don't know why, but it's.
That's Chris not the really
the one where the
stuff
cats eat the coffee beans and they poop them back out.
That's an
oh,
really,
Yeah. See, I think I'm not going to drink tea with all of its cosmic potentiality or coffee anymore. I think I might be done with cosmic potentiality myself.
Okay, so I have to do some rundowns of some announcements real quick, and then we'll get back to the live music and laughter, the medicine show. The live agency and Red 9 Productions presents In Bliss with Marry Me and their Itchy Blood release with Burlap Sack and Caustic Soda Pop, Saturday, July 16th at Studio Records. Doors open at 7:30. Tickets are $10 in advance, $12 at the door. By the way, both In Bliss and Marry Me have been on the show, so we consider them Medicine Show family members. Lovely. Woo. And now we have the JC Band. Welcome to the family. So other announcements are Landmark Events Showcase Fest 2016 in Vancouver at the Rickshaw Theater featuring Medicine Show family members Clay Ravens and Adam Briscoe. Well, they're separate groups. Clay Ravens, one of my favorite bands of all time from Salt Spring Island. Amazing. So Adam Briscoe, who will be also celebrating his birthday with all those who want to celebrate and see some live music and some of my personal favorites with lots of other acts. So that's Saturday. Also, another event tomorrow. Oh, not tomorrow. Oh, yeah, no, that's Saturday, July 30th. Doors open at 3 p.m. It goes. Show starts at 3:15 at the Rickshaw. Sounds like an all-day event. So tomorrow, this Saturday and Sunday, the July 9th and 10th, don't miss the Cannabis Hemp Conference and Expo at the Western Bay Shore in downtown Vancouver. Over 50 international and national expert speakers and 60 cannabis companies make this the biggest cannabis and hemp event in Canada. Oh, don't miss out. Don't. Topics include. Oh, wow, man. Far out. Actually, this is this is like a lot of scientists and lawyers and like professionals are going to be there. Topics include legalization, medicinal use, cannabis growing and genetics, as well as environmental sustainability and protection with hemp. Last year's event was sold out. Register today at cannabishempconference.com. That's cannabishempconference.com. Be part of the positive change. Dr. Lumiere Hannes is coming all the way from Israel, and Martin A. Lee is joining the conference as director and director of Project CBD and the author of Smoke Signals from California. Tickets on the event. Tickets are sold on Eventbrite for $45. They can use people can use this code to get $10 off. It's a VIP to get Expo VIP. Get $10 off at Eventbrite.ca. Promo code is Expo VIP. So the code is Expo VIP. There you go. That's my announcements. Let's get back to the music and some more wisdom. Press that button.
Information is in the midst of your own mysteries. Let's hear one last song from you guys on the Medicine Show.
Wait. Yeah. Is this one last one? Because we got a good 15 minutes left, don't we?
Well, we're at 12:12. I think, yeah, this is going
to
be it.
No, we minutes. Got two songs left. Do you have any more talking to do?
Nope.
Two songs. Let's squish them in.
Okay.
All right, let's do Liberty.
All right, and Liberty.
Pressure!
Yeah, I guess, yep. Let's expand our quantum potentialities.
Quantum potentiality.
Could play one from there.
Deep thoughts from a shallow mind. CITR radio.
Well, but, nah, okay.
Okay, we've got Jean-Claude Liebman on the Medicine Show. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Let's hear a song. What is this song called?
In the Name of Liberty.
Well, I've been blown up and tied to machines. Keep me with one foot in this world and my soul digging out my grave. Munition blast took my legs, put a hole clean through my head, leaving behind my bloody boots as a farewell to family and friends. And all in the name of liberty, my hands are stained for liberty. Will fire and brimstone may claim my soul, sentence me to candlelight and ash, but my voice can't be taken from me. In a hospital bed I lie, with steel machines I breathe, and the blood on my hands ain't for liberty. And all in the name of liberty, my hands are stained for liberty. With a rifle in my hands, sergeant's orders ringing in my head, crawling through the desert and the dirt, devil's work I did. And with this machine's last breath, I beg you, Lord, for forgiveness. Please wash the sins from my soul and clean the blood from my hands. And all in the name of liberty, my hands are stained for liberty. And as a boy, I packed my bags, left behind my family, sweet 16 and friends. And as a man, I've been forsaken by my God, my country, and my land. By my God, my country, and my land. By my God, my country, and my land. Well, I woke up that autumn's day, enlisted to Uncle Sam, gave my body up for the promise of something better, please understand. To give the gift of freedom, give the gift of liberty, bit the sweetness of it all just don't seem so sweet to me.
How do you listen to CITR? Do you stream it with your data? You could be getting it free on your phone with the already installed FM receiver chip, but major carriers have blocked access to it. If you want access to all your favorite CITR goodness on your phone, get involved. Visit freeradiomyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Hey there,
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
All right, we're back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter with Jean-Claude Liebman and band. Geez, what beautiful voices. Amazing performances, guys. Really happy with the. So, let's. What are you guys going to do for the final? Take us out with something just as amazing as the rest.
All right, the song's called Some Kind of Love.
Okay, wait. Jean-Claude Liebman on The Medicine Show. What's the name of the song?
Some Kind of Love.
All right, take it away.
When I look into her face, I realize that it's bittersweet fun. 'Cause when it's all over and done, we're gonna be on our way. Ain't that some kind of love? She says I can do anything when I fuck her. When you cross that line from right to wrong, from the dark to the light, she'll still be sticking around. I can still hear those church bells ring, blaming me for everything that went wrong, for taking you away, for leaving this town. And ain't that some kind of love? She says I can do anything, and when I fuck up, she'll still make.
Every Friday night from 11 to 12:30, The Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from unceded territory in Musqueam land. Tune in next week. We're going to have...
Oh, we're going to have Karina Keeling if she accepts. I'm trying to negotiate with her, so with any luck, that's who's coming on. But live music every week on The Medicine Show. Let's give thanks.
Thanks to the maker, to Jean-Claude Liebman, Rob Laurie, Matt Langle, and Oliver C. My co-hosts here, Jason Lawrence and Ali Ghazani, and Jason Lawrence's parents, and everyone listening. And also Deepak Chopra for wisdom such as this: the secret of the universe imparts reality to personal miracles. So please let us know your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and through our website, themedicineshow.ca, especially if you're a Chopra fan. We'd love to hear what you thought of tonight's show.
Or so, a Dawkins fan, for that matter.
Oh, yeah.
Dawkins rocking!
So we are hoping and planning to incorporate some really excellent world music into the show each week. If you know of some world music that we've got to play on the air, let us know. This week we're starting with the Berklee Indian Ensemble from Berklee Music College. And this song is a tribute to A.R. Rahman by the Berklee, in gratitude for his immense contribution to their lives through his inspiring music and journey. A.R. Rahman is an Indian composer, singer, songwriter, producer, multi-instrumentalist, and philanthropist. In 2009, Time magazine placed him in its list of world's most influential people. So we're going to hear this song here. It's called, I'm going to say this wrong, I'm sure, but it's Jaya Jale. And coming up next at 12:30 is the Late Night Show with DJ Ray.
Jale, 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 menu tale.
Oh, man.
What? What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, don't